tonight. And I enjoyed the service last night. My, I did not breathe. The only time I impressed myself. You as a minister, I didn't say anything at all last night. Never said a word. So unless you think we're being arrogant or proud up here, I never said anything. Holy Ghost did all the preaching. Somebody asked me during the service, people was shouting and rejoicing, said, "Are you going to preach?" I said, "The preacher's here. The preacher's done showed up." I think he's already showed up here already tonight, don't you?
Amen.
I felt a little bit of him there a while ago. I hope that same thing gets on me in a minute. But we're so glad for everyone that's here. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for your giving to the church here at Victory. Thank you for everything you've done for us this week. You've been so kind to us, and all of your giving and all the food that's been brought. And we're definitely not fasting or going on any Weight Watchers during this meeting. I can tell you that right now. As a matter of fact, our ministry might be increasing in some ways. But anyhow, thank you so much for everything that you've done. All the preacher brethren that are here tonight.
Yes.
May the Lord richly bless all of you, all the visitors that are here. Let's have church together.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. And he said, "Man, I said, let's have church together."
Yes. Amen.
Hey, we're all going to heaven together, aren't we?
Amen.
I promise you, when you get there, there'll not be a church group there. It'll just be a group there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll tell you, I plan on being part of that number. How about y'all?
Yes.
We're so glad for everyone that's here tonight. Again, all the preacher brethren, brother and sister Frank. A lot of people don't know this. I need to do this right here, right now. A lot of people don't know this, but when me and my wife got married, we moved to Colorado, and we worked out there, there were some things that transpired. We're not going to get all into that, but when it did, Brother and Sister Frank, we went there, and I am where I'm at today because of those two people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't think that, but I am. And I went there, and you talk about being good to somebody.
Yes.
They was good to us.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Frank, just I think, if I remember right, it's been a lot of years now, but I believe, I know I preached. I don't know when it was. I don't remember if it was about every Wednesday night or about every Sunday night. I can't remember, but it was almost every one of them. And I felt the power of God in that little church.
Yes. Thank God.
Now, don't you listen to this real carefully. I felt the power of God in such a way in that little church in Evans or Greeley or whatever you want to call it, Colorado, that I became an addict.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just said? I became an addict to wanting to feel that anointing of the Holy Ghost that comes on you from another world. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. This world is addicted to all kinds of stuff. Hello? And we don't like to use that word because the connotation brings all of these other things into mind. But there are some addictions that are all right.
Yes. Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
And wanting to feel that power of the Holy Ghost that comes from another world. That's something that you just ought to want to feel. Can't you say
amen?
Getting in the presence of God and feeling the joy of the Lord. The Bible said it's our strength.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you want to feel that?
Amen.
If it's our strength, why wouldn't you want to have it?
Right.
And so I don't ever hardly be in church with them, get to be in church with them. So I needed to say that tonight.
Yes.
Give honor where honor is due.
Right.
A lot of times I travel around the country and everybody pats you on the back and tells you, "Oh, you're this and you're that." You better remember something. There's been a lot of people behind you that made you where you are right now.
Yes.
Right.
Hello? Before you get the big head about anything, you better remember somebody helped you get here. And before you get the big head, I'll tell you what to do. Help somebody else do the same thing.
Help
keep you where you need to be. Well, that's not popular, but it's pretty good. That's exactly right. And so I hope someday that somebody will be able to say that to me. Can you say amen? So every time something wonderful happens and somebody gets saved or something, I just wonder if God just don't chalk a little mark by somebody else's name.
Amen.
Don't have to be in the limelight, y'all. Matter of fact, it's not what it's cracked up to be most of the time. But I'll tell you something. If you can just be in the will of God. I said, if you can just be in the will of God in your life, that's really all that matters in the end. I've said this lots of time, and I'm fixing to preach, but it's Friday night. We can go do something, stay up half the night anyway, so give me, just pacify me for just a second. I've often said this through the years, that Paul, early in his ministry, before he really ever did anything great that we know about, before he ever wrote a book, before he ever wrote a letter epistle, before he ever went on a missionary journey, they decided one night, Brother Saturday is going to kill him because they wanted to shut him up right now. What it was is the devil knew how good he had been working for him and was afraid of him in the hands of God.
Amen.
You say, why is the devil fighting me so hard? Well, take a little bit of courage, can you say that? He may just be afraid of you in the hands of God.
Amen.
And so they said, we're going to fast and we're not going to eat again until we kill him.
Right.
Remember what happened?
Yeah.
Somebody put him in a basket and let him down over the wall, and Paul escaped. And we've got all kinds of letters, and we base most of our New Testament doctrine on what he wrote, and we don't know one of those men's name that held him when he went over the wall. And I'm going to tell you, they had a part in everything he did. So maybe you're not the one out front, but hold the rope for somebody else. Can you say amen? I said, hold the rope. Just great. You get there. Can you say amen? Because behind the scenes, somewhere, somebody was holding it to
God.
Hallelujah.
My wife's going to need a neck brace to wear the crown she's going to wear. Hold me, hold me. Well, you see all this, and everybody's wondering. I have poured a glass of water here, and I've got a needle. Come help me, preacher, just a minute. I got a needle on the end of this thread. I'm not going to poke you with it, although I would laugh at the reaction, I'm pretty sure. But I want you to tell me what you see on that needle. Yep. How much? I can only see one.
Yeah.
See one drop?
Yeah.
That's what I see on it. About one drop. There's a little hanging on the thread, but it's only a drop too. You agree? That's all that's there. Just one drop. Good. Keep that in your mind. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. Everybody knows this. Y'all, I've been preaching on the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any different tonight. We need that Holy Ghost power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Verse number 1. How familiar. Probably we can quote it. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all at one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Man, what an important scripture to us. I'm not quite through yet. Matthew chapter 5, somebody used this scripture the other night or brought it in a testimony in verse number 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 23, I know you probably can't keep up, but which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Can you say amen? Set your hands this way and ask God to touch us, Lord. I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for this wonderful group of people. Thank you for the Spirit of God that we've already felt. Thank you, God, for everything you're going to do for us and you have done for us. I'm asking you right now, God, fill this place. Open every ear, God. Let us hear the word of God. Let the Lord move around this altar in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody says, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for honoring the word of God. I am not going to take time tonight while I'm preaching to make disclaimer statements. Okay? To stop and say, well, this is what I mean and that's what I mean.
Come on.
What I want you to do is get caught up enough in the Holy Ghost that you don't get sidetracked with all that.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to preach some kind of strange doctrine to you. I wouldn't be up here if Brother Stephen thought that was going to be the case. And I should have said we appreciate him, and I'm sorry about that and what's going on here and the work going on here. Forgive me for that. I've tried to do that every night. I'm so busy elsewhere. But I did this while ago, putting this needle into this water and pulling it out, and I can do it again, and the same thing is going to happen. I tried this several times. There's probably enough water on that needle for one solitary drop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you were thirsty and come in out of the hot, how many's ever hauled hay?
Yeah.
Few of you. How many's ever hauled alfalfa? That's got the devil in it. Especially if it's green. And it's spiky and oh, it's awful and it's hot. And I just got news for y'all. You've been hauling a little alfalfa and somebody brought you out a needle. You had taken using on them. And that's all the water that there was, because that wouldn't do anything to quench your thirst. I am afraid that we have done something among us. Now look, I really can't preach a lot about other denominations.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Number one, one reason I can't preach a lot about them is because I don't know a lot about them. I have never been around them and personally experienced who they are and what they are. So I can't really talk about them with any real understanding. And so the Bible says a fool answers before he knoweth the whole matter. So I'm not going to talk about them. But I can talk about us. And watched us through the years. We have come to the place where we feel like being baptized in the Holy Ghost is a few moments at the altar where we speak in tongues for a few minutes and we walk out and we have changed our social standing in the church.
Come on
now. It's like we had went from being middle class to upper class. Oh my, I wish no Bob was here. I'd preach to him a lot. It's like we changed from one place to another by single event. And all of a sudden, we're a part of a whole different group. And we're looking over here at this crowd that doesn't have the initial evidence of speaking in tongues and thinking, boy, why don't they come on?
Yeah, come on. Amen.
Why don't they come on and get it? And and all of a sudden, it just becomes a part of our testimony. I've been saved. Some people add in their sanctification, and that's perfectly fine. And I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And a lot of times when I hear people say that, you'll have to excuse me. I've got a little bit of a sarcastic spirit that comes over me every once in a while. I attempt to control it to the best of my ability. But sometimes, Sister Karen, by the way we say it, I want to go, la-di-da.
Yeah, come on.
Come on here now.
Come on.
Well, what's that really got to? And the reason I put this needle down in this water tonight is this water, and water a lot of times in the Word of God is a type of the Holy Ghost. We've already covered that in this meeting, haven't we?
Yeah.
Water is often a type of the Spirit. But the reason I put this needle and pulled it out, and it's got one drop of water that you can't even see from where you're at, you've got to get real close, is because that is what tongues is to the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I said that is what tongues is to the Holy Ghost. It's just a drop in a whole bunch of something else. I want to preach tonight, for the Lord will help me for a little bit. Hallelujah. Pass the glass. I tell y'all something. I'm not a fraud. You think I'm, so I guess, speaking in tongues. I kind of feel
feel like Paul. I may be glad I speak in tongues as much as any of you or more, but we're not going to be proud about that. Come on now, because I have heard the devil speak in tongues. I have heard people that was devil possessed that I was dealing with personally, and I have heard them speak in tongues. Brother, listen to me. That can happen. Oh, I feel like preaching here a little bit. Going to tell you something. There's a lot more to the Holy Ghost than coming to the altar and initial evidence of speaking in other tongues. There's a whole bunch more here than just that. I'll tell you what I'm looking for is a generation and a group of people that says that didn't satisfy me. I want somebody to go ahead and pass a glass over here. I want somebody to go ahead and pass everything. Spiritual, whether they know it or not, but they are full of the spirit of the enemy. But the only thing that is going to combat that is a church that's full of the power of God. It'll take more than a little talking in tongues around the altar. It'll take being filled with the power of God. Experience. I'm just wondering why we didn't go on and get a hold of the glass.
Come on.
You know what we want today? Come up here. You two boys right there in them black suits, come right up here. Stand right here. Hallelujah. We're fixing to have a Catholic move right here. You know what we want? Wake up. You ain't had a bath in a while. I'll show you from here. Hallelujah. Listen. Here's a problem. Hallelujah. Your glasses clean up. I got some. Hallelujah. You know what we want today? We want to come to youth rally. We want to come to revival. We want to have church. And we want the Holy Ghost to get on us.
Right.
And we want to feel good. And we want to shake and shimmy and have a running spell or a shouting spell. That's what we want to do. We just want the Spirit of God to get wet. But get on us. Just get on us. But I'm going to tell you, that's what happened to Samson. That is an Old Testament Holy Ghost. Are y'all hearing me? And the Spirit of the Lord came on Samson. And he picked up the gates of the city and he took off with them. He caught 300 foxes. I'd still like to talk to him about that one. I want to know how he caught 300 of them. He caught 300 foxes. Y'all remember that story? Wow. And the Spirit of the Lord came on Shammah. But when it was over with, the Spirit of God receded just like it had come. That is an Old Testament. And you know what we still like today? An Old Testament Holy Ghost experience. We want something that gets on us, shakes us, makes us have a shouting spell, and the preacher don't have to preach and we say, "Woo, God, did we have a move of the Holy Ghost?" But I'm telling you, we're needing a revival today, a New Testament Holy Ghost revival, and he said it shall be in you. Are y'all a hear me? I'm not just worried about it being on me. Since you saw that. last week.
Praise God.
How long has it been since you saw somebody took home under the power of the Holy Ghost, couldn't drive themselves?
Come on.
Been a while?
Come on, brother.
Come on. Yeah. Amen.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
Huh? You see what it is? We want that spirit to get on us. But it's kind of like electricity. We want to kind of get a hold of it. Our own self. That feels good. And then when we're kind of through with it, we just kind of want to let go and say, woo, wasn't that wonderful? But what happened to the Holy Ghost getting a hold of me? Come on, y'all ain't hearing me. I said, what happened to the Holy Ghost getting a hold of me? And I said, you know, that's not good enough. I want somebody to pass a glass over here. But they may not want to move a guy down the road like that. Hey, brother. When you really start taking this Holy Ghost in.
Right.
There's some of you back up over right here. Because I'm going to stomp on your ecclesiastical corns and how you believe on sanctification. And I'm really sorry about that. I'm going to tell you, there's some ways you can't be sanctified until the Holy Ghost reveals them unto you. And you hear me? I understand what people's talking about when they're talking about you have to be sanctified, yes, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I understand all that. But I'm also going to tell you something. There's some sanctifying things that happen after the Holy Ghost comes on you. Because all of a sudden, it don't just have a hold on the outside of you. I've got him on the inside. My God. I've got him on the inside of me. And here's what bothers me. That we can do this right here and have that initial infilling and the needles dropped in, and we can get satisfied with that, and we come back to the house of God and we don't worship any different than when he came. Throw books, I'll throw them back. Come on now. I said we don't worship any different. Our testimony is no different. The way we sing is no different. You know what the problem was? We got satisfied with a drop. I said we got satisfied with a drop and left the glass sitting there. I said we left the glass sitting there when there is so much more. There's so many gifts of the Spirit. Oh, somebody help this preacher. There's so many moves of God. And if somebody would say, I'm not satisfied here, but pass me the glass and let me have it. Grandpa Parnell, he was something else. My wife sometimes, he was very eccentric. So sometimes my wife calls me Ernest. That was his name. Because I'm very eccentric. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't look at me funny. I'm just trying to be strange like you.
Come on.
But Grandpa, Lord spoke to Grandpa Parnell one day. I'm preaching on pass the glass.
Yeah.
Huh? Pass the glass. Give it all to me, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't care what they're doing over there. Give it all to me.
Yeah.
You say it sounds kind of greedy. This is the one place it is acceptable.
Yeah. Right.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
I said this is the one place it is acceptable. As a matter of fact, the glass that God has for you, Brother Dwayne, I can't have it because it's special for you where you're at in your situation. But on the flip side of that, you can't have mine either. I may not can handle yours, and you may not can handle mine. Well, somebody say amen. But I'll tell you, I want everything God's got. You young people, I said, I want everything God's got. But we've been way too content too long. I want to see how everybody else is reacting to the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's see how everybody else is doing. Forget that and say, Lord, pass the glass to me. If they don't want to give it to me, if they're not interested, give it to me. I want it all. Grandpa Parnell, Lord spoke to him. It's a little four-way stop. It's actually underwater now. It's actually underwater. Lake Eufaula is actually taking the little community over. It's underwater somewhere under Lake Eufaula in Oklahoma. But he stopped. He told that man there. He said, God spoke to me. Told me to start a revival right here on the side of the road. And that man said, God did not. Because I own every corner. And you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right.
But see, Papa's Holy Ghost didn't just work when things were going good.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Papa's Holy Ghost worked under duress.
Yeah.
Come on now. Can I tell you tonight, we're going to have a Holy Ghost that works under duress. Because the world don't love us. They don't like what's going on. Oh, somebody ought to say amen. They're not enthused about us. Matter of fact, the spirit that is in them hates the spirit that is in us. But I come to tell you tonight, there is a way that the fullness of Him will fill all of us. And the Bible says we'll fill all of us.
Trailer.
And said, God told me, and God is bigger than him.
Yeah.
That guy owned the store across the way there, across over one of the corners. And he said, God's bigger than he is, and I'm going to sit right here until God takes care of him and changes his mind.
Hallelujah.
Huh? One day the man got plumb mad and he come over and he said, well, if you're just going to sit here like a fool, would you just go ahead and have your little meeting and then get out of here? Woo, what a mistake. Well, Grandpa sent the boys, Rex and Roy, down the road and told them, said, y'all go pick up pop bottles. Now, this was a long time ago. They went picking up bottles down the side of the road. Grandpa, he put a wire around top of them. Boy, I feel like I'm boring y'all now. And he put a little kerosene in all of them. Went and bought a nickel's worth of kerosene. Put a little kerosene in the bottom of them. Stuck a rag in the top. They was going to have a brush harbor. While he was up there, Rex and Roy was hungry. And Rex was Roy was holding on to the back of Grandpa Parnell. They called him Papa. Holding on the back of Papa's, the chair, while Papa stood up on the chair to hang these little old homemade lights up. And Roy or Rex come walking by and goosed Roy in the side. And when he did, Roy jumped and kicked the chair, and Papa fell out. And dislocated his shoulder. It was out of joint. I'm preaching tonight on Pass the Glass. Well, the storekeeper, I guess, saw it happen, and he went over there thinking, praise. He didn't think, praise God. I should say, praise God. He probably thought, oh, good. Something happened. They'll have to leave. He walked over there and got to look, and he said, man, that's out of place. And he grabbed a hold of it and started trying to help Pop. And Papa said, sir, if you'll leave my arm alone, I'll ask Jesus, and he'll fix it.
Yeah, come on.
Are y'all up in here?
Come on.
You can't say stuff like that when this is all you got.
Yeah.
I said you can't say stuff like that when that's all you got. But when you had a hold of the glass, I said when you had a hold of the glass, that man let loose in his arm and said, you ain't nothing but an old fool. And Grandpa said, God, I'm here trying to work for you. And this our shoulder's in a place it's not supposed to be in. you and put it back. And Uncle Roy told me just the other night, he said, we all heard it when it went pow. And said, Grandpa Blue both his hands straight up in the air. And he began to shout. Storekeeper that had been standing against him was down at the side of the road with the rag, and everybody that come by, he is flagging them down. He said, y'all need to come up here. There's a man that tells God what to do. Are y'all hearing me? And the very thing that had been fighting him, are y'all hearing me? Or became the very thing that pulled God down in that place. I come to tell somebody that the very thing you may have fought, if you'll let God hand you the glass, I got news for you. But God can make that thing a blessing in your life and turn it all around. Raise your speaking in tongues.
Right.
I told you I wasn't going to make much disclaimer statements. But I'm going to tell y'all something. There's so much more to the power of the Holy Ghost than that. Come on. Hey. He's going to give it to us. He'll give you power. Acts 1 and 8. You shall receive. Come on, get me out there. You shall receive after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hey, brother, you won't be afraid to look people in the eye.
Come on, amen. Come on,
right.
Thank God.
I'm not bragging on myself. When I say things that happened to me, the only problem is I can't talk about your experiences because mine are really the only ones I know unless I've read somebody else's. And so I can only tell you mine.
Right.
I'm not here tonight sticking my chest out like some kind of baby rooster and say I'm full of God all the time. But I can tell you something. For a while now, I've been saying, God, pass the glass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
We started the year out at Brother L.L. Collins. Well, it used to be Brother L.L. Collins. Now it's Brother Jerry Pascarella. Sister Faye Collins has got cancer. Brother L.L.'s wife. She come up to the front one night. I laid hands on her head. When I did, I broke down crying. I got away. I went and I fell down behind the pulpit. I said, God, I don't want prestige. I want power. Somebody help this preacher up in here. Hey, God, don't give us the Holy Ghost to say, look over here at me. What's going on in my world? Look over here what I did. You can't heal a crippled fly. Are you hearing me? I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again. But I know a man who can. Are y'all hearing me? So people would say, Brother Anthony, lay hands on me. Forget that. I want the power to lay hands on people. And they get healed by the power.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Contrary to what the devil will tell you, there's people out there that want what you got.
Yes.
They just need to find somebody.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Has
been taken in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Years back.
Man, Christy, I didn't recognize you.
Years back, I walked on a ball court. in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was a place I shouldn't have been. Not because I was told not to go there. It's just I shouldn't have been there. There was graffiti everywhere, asphalt jungle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a good place to be. I had my basketball with me. I used to love to play. I don't hardly play it anymore. Yeah. I'm getting too old now. I know. Somebody asked me, my brother asked me how it felt to be able to go over the hill. I told him, I'm going faster than I ever went in my life. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you go downhill. Hallelujah. But I had my basketball with me and I was down there. And you know it's not a good place when the rims are double and the nets are chained. You're not in the right place. And I was shooting a little hoop there to myself. And all of a sudden, a young man come walk. I'm preaching on past the glass. Am I boring you? I'm sorry. I'll hurry. Hey, there's a young man come walking across that court. Brother Stevens, he had an Iron Maiden t-shirt on. He had black combat boots on. I think everything was black. Looked like putting his eyes, maybe. I don't remember. He had chains hanging all over him. And he come walking across the court, and I thought, oh my, what are we going to do here? He walked up and he said, I want to play. Well, I didn't verbalize my thinking. My thinking was, you're not dressed for it, bud. But I wasn't sure what all he had in his pocket, so I was careful about what I said.
Yeah.
And so we started playing ball. And we didn't play very long, and I don't remember his skill level at all. Don't seem like it was that much, but I don't really remember. But all of a sudden, he grabbed that ball and he stuck it under his arm, Brother Vaughn, and he looked at me and he said, what's wrong with you? And I thought, oh boy, here we go. He's going to pick a fight and steal my ball, and I had a $5 ball. I shouldn't have had that ball down there, probably. And I had a $5 ball, and I thought he was going to steal my ball. And I was thinking all these terrible things. And I said, what do you mean, what's wrong with me?
You know, somebody looks at you and said, what's wrong with you? You know, I thought I was all right. I didn't ask you your opinion. I said, that's my opinion.
I said, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean, what's wrong with me? He said, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. I thought it was all good, brother. He said, you're not cussing.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you're not cussing. I said, I don't cuss. He said, ever? I said, no. Yeah. Not ever.
Amen.
Why not? I said, because I'm a Christian. He said, what's that?
Yeah. I wasn't in Africa now. I wasn't in Mexico. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
There was a church on every street corner half the time.
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
He said, what's that?
Sir.
Oh, ho, ho. Woo! Let me tell you about Jesus and what he has done. Y'all ain't feeling what I am. He has done for me. But you just open the door now. Here's what I said. I said, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. His next words flat floored me. He said, who is Jesus Christ? That's exactly what my mouth did, Sister Karen. Fell open. I don't know who Jesus. Hey, y'all, I didn't say mom and daddy first. That was not my first word, Sister Leona. My first words was glory. Not because I was spiritual, just because we went to church all the time. That was the first words out of my mouth. And for you to say you don't know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
I don't hardly know how to respond to that. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Let me tell you what I've been doing, even though I was a teenager.
Yeah.
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 Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I said, let me tell you who Jesus is. I'm going to tell y'all it was not 5 minutes until tears was running down his face and dripping off of his chin. He looked at me and he said, "Can I have Jesus Christ?" I said, "You better believe you can. Are y'all hearing me? Was somebody passing the glass?" Because they need it. God didn't give you the Holy Ghost so you could say a few words in tongues and add it to your spiritual resume. He gave it to you so you would have power. I said he gave it to you so you would have the power to go out there and look the world that's dying in the eye. Say, "Hey, listen, I've been drinking out of a fountain. You need to get a sip of it. And I'll tell you when you get it in you like you need to." Somebody out there will say, "Pass the glass to me." I said, "They'll say, pass it to me. I'd like to have a drink of that." Church today, Brother WC, they don't have little problems. I heard Sister Ruth Brim say this, and it's humorous, and very enlightening. She said, "When I went to youth camp," I wish she was here. It's been a long time ago. She said, "When I went to youth camp," she said, "the worst thing I thought could happen to me is I might get a pimple." Where it started.
Yeah.
Right. Hello?
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, sir.
Right.
But if you would hear some of the exceeding wickedness that I've heard.
Yes. God help us. Come on, brother. Come on.
We just closed out revival. Oh, the Lord's bringing so many things to me. I feel like Shirley Jean here. I've got rabbit trails going everywhere. But we just closed revival out for Brother David Webb not long, just I guess last week we was in. And there were some young girls there. They were foster girls. They were teenagers, 15, 16 years old in that area. And they had red hair. It weren't like that when they was born. They'd come out of a bottle. It was wild looking. And Brother David told me, he said the first time they brought them to the church, we had a youth function. He said that one right there, sit in the corner with their legs stuck up in front of her, arms wrapped around her legs, just staring at us. You talk about treated horrid. You talk about being abused in ways I wouldn't even talk about up here in this pulpit. She said, "I don't believe in God. Because if there was a God, all the things that's happened to me wouldn't have happened to me."
Oh my. Y'all, the Holy Ghost is in this house right here.
There ain't a God out there. But we got revival, and one night the Holy Ghost got to falling. And some people got beyond the needle. And we got to getting in the glass. And when we did, all of a sudden that little red-headed girl, she didn't really know what she is, but that's what it was at the moment, jumped up and came running down the aisle and fell across that altar. I've never heard Sister Janetta weeping like that in my life, hardly. I'm telling you, she was weeping like her world had fell apart. She said, "I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to feel all this hate anymore. I don't want to feel all this anymore." You know, she was responding to. It wasn't our dress code. Let somebody help this preacher. It wasn't our form of godliness. I'll tell you what it was. It was the demonstration of our power. The Holy Ghost said she was our power. And that she was responding to. Hey, brother, I don't know about you, but I need the Holy Ghost power. I said, I need the Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
After a while, she raised up. When they really get a drink, you don't have to tell them. It shows up all over.
Right.
Brother Chris, she's a smile. And she looked around and Brother David handed her the microphone. I don't believe I'll ever forget it.
I cried, y'all.
Oh, God.
The first words out of her mouth was, I forgive my stepdaddy for all the horrible things. They could have sent her sister Karen to a psychiatrist for years, and he'd have never got to where she was around that altar. But when she took a drink of this living water, it washed everything out. Sister Karen became broke, and everything came out of there. And by this we know they pass up from death unto life. I don't know about y'all, but I want God to pass the last night away. Because I'm not going to let it stop here. I'm going to go find somebody and say, hey, this will work for you too. And you know what will happen to them? They'll go and tell somebody else what God has done. Raise your hands. Especially young people deal with this right here.
And I'm hurrying the best I can. I'm trying to get to everything the Holy Ghost wanted me to.
There's young people that they will, this is a young people service, but they'll not just get that. They'll do a little bit of.
Yeah.
I don't know if that showed up or not.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just sipping.
Right. Amen.
Because the devil convinces them.
Right.
If you really get a hold of the glass, God's going to ask you to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on,
breathe.
And this. And he holds you back from really getting a hold of God like you need to. By holding up over your head something that you feel like is bigger than you are that he might ask you to do. First, he's probably not going to ask you to do that in the first place. Second, if he does, everything you need's in the glass. Y'all make it for me. I said if he does, everything you want, everything you're ever going to need to do, it's in the glass. I tell you, they sit in the upper room shaking. They didn't know what they was going to do. Jesus was gone. But then the day of Pentecost was fully come, they got a hold of the glass.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God. And he went a little further.
and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father,
yes,
if it's possible, let this cup pass me. But if this is what it's going to take, pass me the glass. If that's what it's going to take to save them, pass me the glass. If that's what it's going to take to redeem them, pass the glass. I'll drink it, not my will, but I will be good." There's a bunch of people in here tonight need to say, "Lord, I'm ready for you to pass the glass around over here. I'm ready for you to give it all to me. I gotta have it." It's an evil, wicked day. It's a dark and a sinful hour. And if you're going to make it, you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Raise your hands. Step up on the platform. Just step up on the platform. Listen to me. For these are not drunken as you suppose.
Yes.
See, this is but the third hour of the day.
Yes.
But this.
Yes.
Y'all ain't feeling what I am. This.
Yes.
Is that. That was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Hold him up there, brothers. Hey, hey, and it shall come.